The government is moving to shift Jamaica's electricity sector from an oil-dominated structure to a liquefied natural gas LNG-fueled system within the next 2 to 3 years. With plans progressing steadily to achieve this goal, Jamaica received its first shipment of LNG on Friday, August 5. Supplied by New Fortress Energy, the LNG will be used for electricity generation at the Boke plant in Montego Bay, St. James. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says arrival of the shipment speaks to the government's commitment to ensuring diversification of the energy sector.
This diversification gives us some level of security, not only from the energy perspective, but from the national security perspective. With the diversification in our energy source, it provides opportunity to bring to our people cheaper electricity.
There's also good news for the manufacturing sector.
They will now be able to compete with other countries in the region as relates to manufacturing. As a result of more manufacturing and cheaper electricity, we expect to see more foreign direct investment coming into the country and also create more job opportunities for our people.
Just a year ago, New Fortress Energy signed an agreement with the Jamaica Public Service, JPS, to supply LNG for the 120-megawatt power plant in Bogue, St. James. Earlier this year, the plant was converted to run on LNG as well as automotive diesel oil, ADO. Minister Wheatley says the upgrade of the plant is a step in the right direction where there will be room for competition as it relates to the price of oil on the world market.
JPS can now switch between the traditional fuel and LNG. And what that means is that we are positioning ourselves to ensure that whenever the opportunity presents itself, we can provide to our people the cheapest possible energy, the cheapest possible electricity going to the homes of the consumers.
New Fortress Energy is finalizing construction of the Montego Bay LNG terminal and is on track for the mechanical completion this month. After the terminal is complete, JPS and New Fortress Energy will begin the commissioning process. Director of Corporate Communications at JPS, Winsome Callum, says the company is proud to be partnering with New Fortress Energy to lead the introduction of natural gas in Jamaica. Ms. Callum says introduction of LNG represents a historic milestone for the country.
It's a significant milestone on this journey to get natural gas into Jamaica as part of the generation mix. It will literally revolutionize the energy sector.
For many years, Jamaica has sought to get natural gas as part of a long-term plan to diversify the country's fuel sources. Now that LNG has arrived, Ms. Callum says it's an exciting moment for the JPS and the country at large.
We have been depending so heavily on oil, which is so volatile in terms of the cost. So what natural gas will do is to help to reduce that dependence on one source of fuel. So you will have more natural gas, which will help with the integration of renewables, which adds the kind of variety and the diversification that we need.
Ms. Callum says, beyond the benefits of seeing more stable electricity prices and having more renewables on the grid, it is expected that the use of natural gas will result in significant economic growth and support for Jamaica's industries. The Jamaica Public Service is the only distributor of electricity on the island. The company serves approximately 600,000 customers and has a peak demand of just under 660 megawatts. New Fortress Energy is managed by an affiliate of Fortress Investment Group, a highly diversified global investment manager. New Fortress Energy supplies gas, end-to-end logistics, financing and infrastructure solutions to end users like power, transportation and industrial companies worldwide in order to make clean energy more affordable and reliable.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.